You're tuned into the best damn Husker and NFL coverage on the radio.
We don't fly at 40,000 feet. We're not big picture group. They have work to do today.
You're going to bring us two absolute martinis. And then precisely 7.5 minutes after that, you're going to bring us two more. Then two more after that every 5 minutes until one of us passes out.
And if they focus on anything other than that, it's going to be a problem.
This is the Greggeth and Hook Show.
That's like a prerequisite to being at this level.
Welcome back into Greggeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5, 1480. Willie J's out today. Danny sitting in with myself and Bill Hooks. You can tweet the show at Husker_Nick at ESPN Hooksy. All right, fellas. So last night, the Chiefs Chargers had a game also that was going on during the Nebraska volleyball game. Important game for the AFC as it started to move in the direction of deciding who the number one seed would be. Essentially, between these two teams, one of them will be the one seed, one of them will be the fifth seed.
Yep.
Come playoff time. That's how it'll end up. That's what it's looking like. And I mentioned before the game yesterday, going into this thing, it was a must-win for the Chargers if they wanted to be the one seed. They had to win all three of their final games to be the one seed.
Yep.
Kansas City going into this thing, if they wanted to do the bare minimum, they just needed to win two of their final three games. Didn't matter which two, just any of the two. Chiefs were up 14 with 5 minutes left. Chargers end up winning the game and go for two at the end, which was a great call. I tweeted it out during the final drive. They score this touchdown. They're going for two. They
have to.
And I'll tell you guys, I think, personally, it was a frustrating game because the Chiefs could have won this in any number of different ways. Andy Reid went back to being conservative Andy Reid, which is frustrating. He had a chance with 3 minutes left, still up seven, to let Pat Mahomes be the best player in the NFL, get you a couple first downs, and you win the game.
Yep.
Instead, he went super conservative, and he ran dive plays with his fourth-string running back. It made no sense to me.
Yeah. First time he's been that way all year long, too, right?
Yes.
First time he's been gone to that MO.
I think that the Chiefs, this is good for them, what happened last night. I think they needed to lose a game. And the reason I say that, and if you're someone who watches a lot of NFL, really, football in general, you've seen this before, but the Chiefs have been front-running all season. Mm-hmm. All season in the AFC. They've had a nice cushion. And over the last few weeks, they've started to get very lazy and very bland with what they're doing. Their defense has turned into, hey, we'll just do our best to be in the way and make it, hopefully you'll make a mistake, but we're not going to go out of our way. And hopefully you make some mistakes. And don't worry, our offense will score. We'll be fine.
Yep.
And then on offense, they haven't been very creative. They've been kind of just bland. And I think this finally caught up to them. And I think it's good because with 2 weeks left heading into whatever playoffs, whether it's as a five seed or the one seed, they're going to have to put the pedal down now. They have Seattle in 9 days. They win that game. They come home to the Raiders. You win that game, you're the number one
seed. You're
the
one seed.
It's that simple for them now. Everything is in their hands. Doesn't matter what the Chargers do. Chargers could beat the next three teams 150-0 each game. It
won't matter. Won't matter.
Will not matter. So that's what's sitting for Kansas City. But I personally think this is a good thing.
Could be. No doubt. I think that's maybe a little wake-up call, essentially. But are you a little alarmed with Andy Reid right now, a little bit? Not knowing, because he doesn't have, again, last night, you don't have Spencer Ware in your mix. You're one guy. Then you go to this. Are you a little nervous that he can't figure that piece out?
No, the running backs were great last night. They were great. The Damian Williams had 10 carries for 49 yards, two touchdowns. He was great. He had 70-some yards receiving. He was really good last night. I actually think if one thing came out of this is you now feel good about him and Ware, because Ware will be back next week. If you're a Chiefs fan, you feel good about those. What I don't understand with the Chiefs in this game last night, and the thing, if you want to know what alarms me, if there is something to be alarmed about with this, is what I saw last night was why the Chiefs in the playoffs give up big leads and lose over the last 3 years under Andy Reid. Some of it is Alex Smith, because your quarterback was average and there was a lot he couldn't get done. But then some of it was you basically Andy Reid last night decided, look, man, I'm going to try to just be conservative and hold on and hope that we win this game. Instead of letting, again, a guy that has been playing the best football out of any player in the entire NFL, outside of maybe Donald with the Rams, because he's having an excellent season too. But instead of letting Pat Mahomes just go, be Pat Mahomes, do his thing. And that was, I'm hoping that was a learning lesson, but that's what happened. And this is why, come playoff time, you know, you get all the, I get all the tweets from people and you hear, hey, wait till the playoffs when the Chiefs lose in the first round after they're up by 3 touchdowns. Because that's what they do. And it's because of games like this. So I'm hoping we'll see how it goes. We'll see where it goes. One of the craziest things I've ever seen, though, last night. Danny, did you watch the game at all?
Yeah, watched the whole thing.
Chiefs had the ball 3 times in the first half. 3 freaking times.
That's it.
You could count the 4th time when they got it back with 22 seconds left in the half, if you want to.
That doesn't count.
But that's not a drive. They had the ball 1 time. 1 stinking time in the second quarter. I don't know what they got to do in Kansas City with that defense, but the best defense against the Chiefs' offense is the Chiefs' own defense because they're allowing other teams to have the ball forever. It's ridiculous. Same thing happened the week before with the Ravens. It was in a whole different manner how they did it, but it was the same thing that happened the week before. It's crazy.
That's nuts. They only had the ball 3 times.
3 times. That's it. Hey, this is the same thing. You know what it felt like when Nebraska played Iowa in the first half?
Yes.
And Iowa had the ball forever on every one of their drives. And it kept Nebraska off the field, and it totally just messed everything up. I told you Rivers was going to throw picks. He threw 2, tried to throw 5.
God, he threw 1 in the second play of the game.
Yes.
That he had it.
Yes. When he plays against the Chiefs, he turns the ball over.
He had 31 interceptions coming into the game just against the Chiefs.
Yes. Yeah. There was a stat. It was Philip Rivers had thrown in the last like 5 years. It was not a ton of interceptions. It was last few years. It was not a ton of interceptions. Last 5 years, I think it was. And the Chiefs intercepted half of them.
Yeah, I think it was 18, and then the Chiefs it was 9.
Had 9 of them.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I'm telling you, he turns the ball. He doesn't play very. Although last night that last drive he had in the fourth quarter was really good.
Yep.
Pro Football Focus tweeted out last night. My answer was don't be stupid, but you guys tell me what you think of this. They tweeted out after the game, nope. Philip Rivers MVP.
No.
Nope. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Nope.
No, I don't think so.
No, it's a two-way race. It's a two-way race. It's still Mahomes right now.
To me, it's still Mahomes and Breeze.
Yeah, that's it. That's a two-way race. That's what I'm saying. It's one of those two. That's it.
Are the Chargers the second best team in the AFC?
Yes.
Yes.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Because
like
when
you look at those teams top to bottom, like the Patriots have not been the Patriots.
Right.
Don't give me Houston. Houston is still.
You could even argue that the Chargers are the best team because the Chiefs did beat them this year, but that was week 1. And the Chargers just beat them without Eckler, without Gordon, without Keenan Allen.
I mean, the Chiefs were missing 1, 2, 3 of their top 5 weapons in this game. One of them is getting kicked out of the league. And Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, but that's been a couple another of weeks guy thing.
Well, Melvin Gordon's been hurt for a few weeks.
Yeah, but I mean, just on the road, though, the Chargers have just been, they play better on the road, man. Yeah.
Well, I think what you said yesterday came true. Like, you were worried about the streak.
Yeah, yeah.
It came to an end.
I know.
It came to an end.
In a row.
It did. It finally, I mean, again, but I like your point about the fact that these type of wins, losses late, are eye-openers.
I think it is.
They are. They're like, hold on a minute. We've been sitting fat and happy for however many weeks. We got to go finish this thing.
The best way I can give it to you is this. The Chargers last night, I thought, had like an A-minus game. They played good. The Chiefs, I think, were around a B-minus, and they lost on the last play of the game on a 2-point conversion. Like, if the Chiefs roll out there with playing an A football game, which they do most of the time, that's why they got the best record in the AFC, they beat the Chargers pretty good. But they just didn't have it yesterday. It was, and I thought it was play calling. And then I tweeted this out yesterday too. I have to give the Chargers credit because they did a nice job of, they went deep when they needed to, but for the most part, they tried to just work this ball around and let Rivers take time off the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really nice job that they did.
Yeah, they did. They had a good game plan last night. Give the Chargers a lot of credit for what happened last
night. I don't know
what
it is, man. I still argue this entire league is a 3-horse race. I think the Bears have an amazing defense, and their offense is suspect. I think Dallas has a really, really, really good defense, and they can run the ball, but I still don't.
There's a lot of suspect. There's a lot of suspect offenses with good defenses right now.
There are. There are. Right? And I don't think those teams, come playoff time, are going to go near as far as what traditionally great defense gets you.
It's a three-team race.
It's the Saints and Rams and Chiefs right now.
That's it. I agree.
And then we'll see come playoff time. Here's what's fun about this, though, by the way. So the Chiefs and Chargers, here's what's lining up for you. One's going to be the one seed. One's going to be the five seed, right? If you believe they're the two best teams in the AFC, then whoever that five seed is will go somewhere probably to...
It looks like, I'm bringing up the playoff picture for you here currently. Like if you flip-flop those teams right now, the way it sits.
Yeah. Well, who's the
then you would go
fourth
then,
seed. Who's the fourth seed right now?
Steelers.
This team would go, whoever is in that five goes to Pittsburgh.
Currently. Both teams have beat the Steelers. So you go play the Steelers, win that game. Then what do you get? A rematch. Third game of the season. Yep. Third time these teams.
I think getting through the Steelers, though, on the road would be tough. I mean, for the Chargers to beat the Steelers again on the road, that'd be impressive.
Nick said yesterday Steelers don't make the playoffs.
I don't think they're making the playoffs.
Really? I think they will.
They got a tough road.
Do you know what their schedule is?
It's crazy. Yeah.
They have to win two of their final three games to get in the playoffs.
Who they got after the Patriots?
They play the, is it the Rams or the Saints? Which one is it?
I think it's the
Rams. Saints. Is it the Saints? I think it's the Saints.
Well, it also depends who the Ravens got, though, too.
The Ravens play, theirs is considerably easier. They play the Chargers in 9 days. They play this week the
Tampa
Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, they'll win that.
And then their final game of the season is the Bengals, I think.
Yep. Okay. That's who I remember right. Pittsburgh, you're right, go New England, Saints, Bengals.
Okay, so who's the Ravens last game?
The Ravens go Tampa Bay, Chargers.
Uh-huh.
The Browns.
The Browns are a tough team. They've been playing hard. We'll see last week of the season what they're playing for.
Yeah.
But it's going to be that game in 9 days between the Ravens and the Chargers is going to be a lot of fun. Let's go to the phone lines. Tim calling in. Let's bring him on. Tim, what's up?
Oh, you know, just hanging out, having a good time.
Well, good.
Hard.
Good.
Nick's friend.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what that name is. You need to be a lot harder on the kid when the Chiefs lose because Nick does a lot of things really well. But one thing Nick is terrible at is taking a loss as a Chiefs fan. Nick, you have the greatest Twitter ever when the Chiefs lose. You have the greatest Twitter ever when someone doesn't like the Chiefs. And I need your friend to be a lot harder on you because I've never seen somebody. Oh, come on. You're already whining and I'm just sitting here driving down the interstate talking about it. Like, I feel like if I walked up to you and said the Chiefs suck, there'd be a brawl.
No, I'd laugh.
He'd go, okay.
I'd be whatever.
I really respect that. You need to catch up on the volleyball. You should have given up on the crappy team from Kansas City last night and just watched the volleyball. You are such an anomaly. I've been listening all morning.
Oh, I don't watch volleyball, man. I'm happy for everybody else in this state to enjoy it and have fun. I don't care about it.
I understand that, but like, it's a non-pro sports state, and you're hung up on this Chiefs thing. It's a mentality I don't understand. At some point, we'll have to have a keg of beer, and you'll have to explain to me why it is the NFL matters so much to human beings, because I don't know why. I can't grasp it. There's college football, there's college baseball, there's college volleyball, and then you go look at these pros who get paid money to do the things that the college kids do for free, and I think 90% of the time they're whiny. Convince me I'm wrong, but I just can't get into it the way you guys can.
By the way, Tim's my favorite, by the way. He doesn't know my name, but I like Tim. He's my favorite.
That's good.
I'm never going to learn your name. Your name is insignificant to my life. I don't care about it.
Like most people, and my wife. I get it.
That's funny. Thanks, Tim. Oh, man, that's funny. Okay, hold on real quick. Here are my tweets, because I'm curious now. I wonder if mine is... Okay, let's see. I got, sometimes I think the Chiefs' default defense is prevent. Like, I think we do. I think the Chiefs do run prevent defense all the time. Then I said I'd go for two here. Chargers have had some crazy endings of games this year. They're due a bad play. And then I said, well, Chiefs just need to win a couple games. Next couple games. That's all I put. I don't understand how
that's... Was it that last one?
Well.
It's like there was no credit, but the Chiefs.
I don't know, man. But, hey, you know what? That's all right.
Tim wants to get a keg of beer, though. That's awesome.
You know what always does shock me is when I do find the occasional person like Tim who doesn't like pro sports. It's so shocking to me. That is super. And there are a lot of people, obviously, around the state that are that way. Oddly enough, though, outside of, obviously, your Husker football games, the highest rated programs in this state are still NFL games. If you just look at just Nebraska.
Yeah, just Nebraska, yeah. And I'm that guy. I mean, I like the pro sport, but I'm a default. No, no, no. I'm a default. Oh, I grew up in North Carolina. It was complete college for me.
I was born in Kansas City, and at that time, it was Chiefs, and then I knew there were some colleges in that state, you know, Missouri and Kansas and Kansas.
Yep.
Nobody was fans of those two. It's different now. It's actually gotten bigger down there than college stuff.
Now.
When I moved here, I was in utter shock. The first time I moved here,
how into college sports
people were.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was also in third grade, so I, you know, it's not like I was some adult.
Lincoln's a lot like where I grew up, not in size and everything, but that's what it was. It was a ton of college because there were no pro teams. I mean, the Hornets, like, were an expansion team when I grew up there. No, it wasn't a big deal. And then the year I graduated high school is when the Panthers started. Mm. But they were, like, playing in South Carolina.
Yeah.
So growing up, it was just complete college athletics for me.
I hope people appreciate this, but I'm not one to pretend like I love, like, every, you know, I went to the university.
You're a Husker fan, no matter what.
I'm a Husker fan. I'm rooting for these ladies from afar. I probably won't watch that volleyball game.
What?
No, I'm right there with you, man.
Like, it's just not my thing.
What else are you going to be doing? What are you watching Saturday night?
NFL
8:00?
Games.
Yeah, there is an NFL game.
Saturday night?
Uh-huh. I think a Patriots game is.
Let me look at this. Now I'm just beside myself.
I'm the same way, though. I mean, I grew up in the Chicagoland area, so I'm, like, all about the pro sports. I love college, but, like, if I have to choose, I'm taking NFL every day of the week.
So you're going to choose Saturday night?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. You're going to choose at 7:20, so at 8 o'clock, Husker volleyball.
Okay.
Or at 7:20, Browns Broncos.
Oh, I watch my boy Baker Mayfield. Are you kidding me?
This is ridiculous to me.
No, I actually, you know what I'll be doing is I'll be getting ready because I'm going on a hot date with my wife. That's what I'm doing.
Saturday night, huh?
Yeah, man. Going over to Blazing Pianos.
Oh, baby.
We're having a...
So like there'll be a ton of Husker volleyball in there, so watch.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be on there. I hope people appreciate that because I don't... There are a lot of people right now on the radio pretending like they are you, Hooks, because you actually care and love volleyball.
Absolutely.
You know your stuff. There are going to be people in Omaha and people here on the radio around here pretending like they're some super fan that none of them are. And they're literally reading off something that's in front of them, so it sounds like they know what they're talking about. Now, I'm just too lazy for that. And I don't want to pretend like I don't. It's like hockey. You know, I've never understood the fascination with hockey for a lot of people. Like, it's especially when you get to the finals, like the playoffs. All of a sudden in the playoffs, all these people are like diehard fans of whatever team that it is that they claim they're diehard fans of. And then I'll say, hey, name me three people on that hockey team, and they can't. I don't want to be that. I'm not going to be that media guy who does that. That's fake to me.
Tim sent you a tweet. I think if this is the Tim, he's...
Probably Tim Harvey.
Yep, a tweet referencing, and it was just salty much with a question mark.
No, I'm good.
He screenshotted one of your tweets I think he's referring to.
You want me to read it off? I got it here.
No,
got it?
I see it. I don't really. I have no idea. Tim's
all
just
right,
messing
well, you tweeted the Chargers have had some crazy endings to games this year.
That.
They are due a bad play. And then someone replied, nope. And then you replied, amazing tweet.
Yeah.
And then he's like, salty much?
No. I thought it was funny. I think that's funny. You guys. Tim called in and successfully somehow made me angry on a day I'm happy.
I know he did.
Like,
right there.
I don't understand.
There he goes.
He just got me. God bless it.
I'm sure he's driving just went like this. Yes.
Oh, I'm guaranteed.
Winning.
I guarantee it. I'm
winning.
Happy. I'm happy.
What's the backstory, though, of him not saying your name?
He just.
I don't know. No, there's a lot of people that don't know my name. It's fine. Nick's friend.
That's
what I get. You are friends.
Yeah.
Nick's friend.
Just like for McDermott, Doug's dad.
Yeah. I really appreciate it, by the way. I appreciated how many people were tweeting out Doug's dad. And like there was other even media outlets using that.
There's
only one place that said that
last
6 months, and that's
us.
That's us. So I appreciate everybody jumping on that bandwagon. Yep. That was good.
Doug's dad.
Doug's dad. That made me happy. All right, we will take a break now, and we'll take caller five. I should have given Tim some movie tickets. Up. Oh,
no.
Darn it.
Darn it. My bad.
Caller 5-466-3776. 466-ESPN. Caller 5 now. You will get hooked up with two movie tickets for this weekend. There's a ton of good movies, by the way, that are out this weekend. When we come back, we'll tell you about a few of them back after this.